Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy rollercoaster cult life. Ever feel like you're constantly on edge chasing an impossible standard? Like your inner critic is a relentless drill sergeant barking orders about every little thing? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the messy world of perfectionism and self-criticism, two sneaky saboteurs that can seriously derail your happiness and success. Trust me, I've been there wrestling with those demons myself. First things first, let's unpack what this all really means. Perfectionism's like that mirage in the desert, always just out of reach, constantly teasing you with promises of satisfaction but leaving you parched and frustrated. It's setting an unrealistic bar, believing you need to be flawless in every single aspect of your life. And self-criticism? That's your inner voice, usually harsh and relentless, judging your every move and highlighting your perceived shortcomings. Sound familiar? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you break free from the shackles of perfectionism and silence that nagging inner critic. 1. Reframe your mindset. Think about it, is perfection even attainable? Is a flawless life truly realistic or just an illusion? Probably not. Instead, aim for progress over perfection. Celebrate small wins, acknowledge your effort, and focus on continuous improvement rather than chasing some mythical ideal. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is personal growth. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Ever notice how the inner critic loves to throw out those nasty little whispers? You're not good enough, you'll never succeed, everyone else is doing better. Well, it's time to call BS on those lies. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, challenge those thoughts with evidence. Are they really true? What would you say to a friend who is thinking that way? Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer to someone you care about. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is crucial. We all mess up, we all stumble, it's part of being human. When you make a mistake, and trust me, you will don't beat yourself up. Instead, treat yourself with kindness. Acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on. Remember, you are not defined by your imperfections, you are defined by how you learn and grow from them. 4. Set realistic expectations. Are you trying to juggle a million things at once? Setting unrealistic expectations is a surefire way to fuel perfectionism and self-criticism. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate each milestone along the way, and don't be afraid to say no to commitments that drain your energy and time. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being and focus on what truly matters. 5. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, but we can control our reactions and choices. Instead of dwelling on things outside your control, focus your energy on what you can influence. Take ownership of your actions, make conscious decisions that align with your values, and strive to be the best version of yourself each day. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation. You've put in hours of research, practice your speech, and feel confident. But then, that inner critic starts whispering its doubts. What if I forget my words? What if everyone laughs at me? Sound familiar? Instead of letting those thoughts take over, remember these stoic principles. Acknowledge the feeling of anxiety, but don't let it define you. Remind yourself of your preparation and expertise. Focus on delivering a clear and concise message, connecting with your audience, and sharing your knowledge. Remember, the goal isn't to be perfect, it's to do your best and learn from the experience. So, what can you take away from this episode? Perfectionism is a trap, self-criticism is a liar, and progress over perfection is the path to true happiness. Challenge those negative thoughts, embrace self-compassion, and focus on what you can control. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let the fear of being perfect hold you back from living your best life. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Fortitude First. I hope this resonated with you. If it did, share this episode with someone who might benefit, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of stoic strength together. Until tomorrow, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.